Chapter 4, The Spirits of the Catskill Mountains. There are some people standing near the door of the Union Hotel, but Rip does not know anyone. They are not quiet, slow, and sleepy. They all seem noisy and fast. They talk quickly in loud voices.
Where are my old friends?
Rip thinks. Rip sees a thin man with many papers in his pockets. He is talking about political elections, liberty, the War of 76, and Congress. These new words confuse Rip.
What is this man saying? What is Congress? Is it a town? What War of 76?
Rip thinks. Soon everyone is looking at Rip's long beard and strange clothes. The thin man asks him,
Are you a federal or a Democrat?
Rip does not understand these words. An old gentleman asks Rip,
Why do you have a gun? Do you want to fight?
Oh, no, no,
says Rip.
I am a poor, quiet man, and King George is my king.
What King George?
The people cry. This man is a spy!
He's not an American!
Who is he?
Call the police!
The old gentleman asks,
Why are you here?
I'm looking for my friends, but I can't find them,
Rip says.
Who are your friends?
Asks the old gentleman.
Nicholas Vedder,
says Rip.
Nicholas Vedder? He's dead.
And Brom Dutcher, and Derek Brummel.
Dutcher is dead, and Brummel is a congressman,
says the old gentleman. Rip is unhappy and confused.
I am alone in a strange world and no one knows me. Does anyone know Rip Van Winkle?
He cries.
Oh, Rip Van Winkle!
Cry two people.
Yes, he's sitting under that tree.
Rip looks and sees a young man with dirty old clothes.
Is that me? Then who am I?
Asks Rip. They look at him and say,
He must be crazy.
Then a young woman carefully looks at Rip. Rip asks,
What is your name?
Judith Gardner.
What is your father's name?
Rip Van Winkle. 20 years ago he went away and he never returned, she says.
Where is your mother?
Rip asks. She is dead. Rip embraces his daughter and says,
I'm your father. I'm Rip Van Winkle. I'm old now.
He turns to the crowd and says,
Does anyone remember Rip Van Winkle?
A very old woman says, Yes. This man is Rip Van Winkle Sr. I remember him. Rip tells his incredible story. The people of the village can't believe his story is true. They ask old Peter Vanderdonk. He is the oldest man in the village. He knows all the legends and stories of the Catskill Mountains. Peter Vanderdonk says,
Mysterious things happen in the Catskill Mountains. There are strange spirits living there. People say that every 20 years, Henry Hudson returns to see his river, and that he and his men play ninepins in those mountains.
It is late, and the people of the village go home. Rip goes to live with his daughter and her family. And his son visits him every day. He is very similar to his father. He does everyone's work, but not his own. Rip makes some new friends. Everyone likes him. He doesn't really understand the American Revolutionary War or the new nation called the United States of America. But he is a happy man now. He sits outside the Union Hotel and tells stories about the past. He also tells travelers about his 20-year-long sleep. Some people believe him, but some don't.